This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September the 7th. Fall is only a couple of weeks away officially, but it feels like fall today, I'm sure you'll agree. And I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Last Saturday, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group explained cash flow. Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic offered help for our thirsty bodies. And Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gave us sleep tips. And Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile explained how a successful move was a little art and a little science, and we had happy stories to share from different members of the team. And as usual, I've posted the show on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And if you look to the right, it says on Zoomer Radio. And if you click on that, there is what's coming up for the next week and then archives of the show. And there are years of shows to listen to. So if you wish to learn from a woman's perspective and be empowered to make informed decisions, you don't have to get up early on a Saturday morning. You can catch up just by going to the website, marilyns.ca. Also, there is a list of the sponsor experts on the From a Woman's Perspective team. Each of us offers you a complimentary, no-obligation consultation so you can ask your specific questions and get answers that are empowering you so that you can make an informed decision with no if-only-I'd-knowns, because you will know you have asked the question, you'll have been given the answers, and then you can take the steps to make your life the way you want it to be. And if you're not able to use a computer, then you'll hear of a number 416-504-677 throughout the show. That's my store, Marilyn's, and my office. And I'm usually there between 10 and 3, Monday to Saturday. And if I am not there, you can leave a message and I'll get back to you within the day or the next day. Also at my store, Marilyn's, there are brochures and business cards and some little free samples for the team that have samples to give you. So you're welcome to come visit me at 200 Spadina Avenue. I also have now started a library, because part of the team are authors. So Dr. Vivian Brown's book, Robert Loyce's book, which is a perfect book to take on a plane trip. One of the ladies who was going to England just came to pick up one. So, and also Hire, the book that will, give you guidance for your spirit. So lots of reasons to come visit me. And as I said, I am at my store between 10 and 3, and I will be there today. 200 Spadina Avenue is about halfway between Queen and Dundas on the west side of the street. I'm on the second floor, but I am accessible. So if you want exercise, the stairs are fine, but we do have an elevator. You cannot see us from the street, but there is a sandwich board outside. And downstairs, there's a medical clinic. The sign says Cadence. I have been on the avenue for 40 years. I've been a personal stylist, and I love fashion. So for the ladies listening, I still have a boutique. I carry from size 2 to 24, and I can be your personal stylist. All you have to do is book a date and time with me, and then I will work with you to make a wardrobe statement. I had the pleasure of dressing Susan, and I'll shout out to her. She's going to a wedding in England, and then she's going on a safari in October, and we packed her suitcases. We got her all set. In fact, I even got her a fascinator for the wedding. So if you wish to look your best every day, and you want to make sense of the clothes in your wardrobe, this is the perfect time of year to do it, because you'll be able to get rid of the things that are cluttering up your closet and that don't fit an aspect of you, whether it's your mind or your body or your spirit or your lifestyle, basically. And what you can do is eliminate those. You can bring them to me if you wish. We will support charity and people who need your things that are just sitting there that you might wear or might never wear again will appreciate the fact that they've got a fall jacket or got some of the things that you wish to release. And I'm very happy to accept them on your behalf. So you're welcome to bring them. We can sort them out, see what works and what doesn't, and you can leave whatever it doesn't behind. Now, I usually charge, you'll see on my website, $100 for a consultation. But if you book and you mention that you're a listener of the show, I will be your personal stylist for free. All you have to do is book the date and time. And if you call today, the first caller will get a $25 gift certificate to my store. So 416-504-6777 is the phone number, or marylins.ca is the website. That's marylins.ca. And when you're calling, you can also register for my next Marylins Happy Day event. It's next Saturday. Each attendee is going to receive an instruction sheet on closet organizing that has lasted 40 years and people are still using it and enjoying it and making it work for them. And you can print it off my website or come learn about it directly from me, who wrote it 40 years. I am a bit of a clothing addict, so it does work. And also Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls and Guys Canada is going to be explaining home sharing in a workshop. You'll hear more about that today between, I guess, 10 and noon next Saturday as well. So lots of reasons to come visit me. Lots of reasons to remember the phone number, 416-504-6777. And today, I'm sure you'll hear that there are lots of reasons to tune in every week and learn from my team of experts. We're all here for you. Today, Dorothy Mizzou, as I said, will be in. Mr. T-Zone, we won't call him Doctor of Bicycles, but he's got electric bicycles to talk about. We're going to get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown, and there'll be happy stories and tips from others of the team. And basically, you'll be empowered, and at the end of the hour, you'll know more than you know right at this moment. So let's get started. After a couple of messages from my team, you'll be able to learn how to make a better world, and then Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group will join us, and he has part three of a series to help women, especially widows, navigate their financial future. And then you'll hear Dr. Betty Rosendahl, who's going to continue her advice on how to better hydrate your body. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Can you imagine how empowering it would be for me to find my way through an unfamiliar place?
Donate your used smartphone at phoneitforward.ca.
Change the life of someone who's blind, a program of the CNIB Foundation.
So each week, Darren Farwell or Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group join us, and we talk about finance. And in the last couple of weeks, Darren has been doing a series called Women, Widows, and Wealth, and basically taking us through what encourages us to take charge of our wealth and be confident doing it as women. So good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What's part three of your Women, Widows, and Wealth?
Well, part three, which we started this back in August, and it's talking about women, widows, and wealth, and the importance of women to becoming, you know, for many women, many already are, but for many women to become more proactive in managing their finances, their wealth, and their investments. And last week, we talked about the important stepping stone of developing confidence in investing in long-term planning. And that stepping stone is finding the time today in the short term, not putting it off to later, finding the time today to do things like thinking about and writing down your goals. What's important to you? What do you want your money to do for you? Sounds pretty simple, but actually when we talk to people who come and see us at the office, very few people can actually point to a piece of paper where they've written down, or a spot on their computer where they've indicated clearly what's important to them. And the second thing is to start keeping track of your cash flow. And that's that fancy financial term for keeping track of what money's coming in, your income, versus what money is going out, your expenses, on a regular basis. And we certainly encourage, where it's possible, to do that monthly. Now, Leslie and I help women who have lost their spouse navigate their journey forward using an approach we designed with their needs in mind. And for many, the original thing that we need to start working on is increasing this confidence. And that's accomplished in part by helping to find the time today to learn some of these skills, to get on top of these skills. And the one that I've been talking about is keeping track of income versus spending. Of course, for widows, you know, that's really only when the time is right, when you're emotionally ready, that, and you'll know, or working with a professional, you'll get to the point where you feel you are ready to start tackling that. Of course, that's the time to start. One of the objectives we stress is to make sure that, or to find ways to save time on the kind of routine financial activities that you're doing, so that you can actually take that time that you would have spent doing this routine stuff and use that to do your long-term planning. Because juggling many of the short-term activities is what keeps a lot of individuals from finding the time for the longer-term planning. In fact, there was a recent study by UBS that found that for a majority of younger women, ironically, it indicated that many of them feel that taking care of their young family or their job was more urgent than the need for long-term planning and investing. And that's really not a good way to ensure your future and ensure that your future lifestyle is going to be intact. So automation and delegation can help you save time on some of this day-to-day stuff and create the time for you to manage the big picture. And for a couple, spending less time on the short-term activities enables you to take, and all we're suggesting is maybe an hour each quarter with your spouse or your trusted advisor or someone you work with to review your spending patterns, your portfolio, and keep you on track of your financial plan. So here's four short things that you could do to help save time so that, you know, you can focus, take that time you save to focus on the big picture. Number one, use pre-authorized bill payment services. Most bills can be set up for automatic payments for your account. For those monthly bills that cannot be automated online banking, they often offer stuff that can be done over the telephone. Rather than spending time writing checks or otherwise manually paying bills, most monthly expenses can be handled automatically, and others can be taken care of with just a few mouse clicks. So use pre-authorized bill payment services. Number two, sign up for paperless accounts. Beyond saving trees, electronic statements can be received and filed more quickly than paper. Upon arriving in your inbox, they can be electronically filed in a matter of seconds. So signing up for paperless statements can save some time in the short term, which you can use to do some longer term planning. Number three, keep track of your expenses using software. Bank, credit card, and investment information can be downloaded directly from your financial institution so that reconciling your checkbook can be done in a few minutes instead of taking hours. So find some software that you can use that will help save time in keeping track of your expenses. And again, using that savings of time in the short term to refocus that energy for some longer term planning. And one that we talk about often, number four, utilize a financial advisor for financial planning and investment management. Rather than spending time researching and monitoring investments or financial planning strategies, work with a knowledgeable advisor who can do the research, create the plan, identify opportunities, and run them by you with a couple of options. And you can sort amongst the options instead of having to do all of the in-depth research. An advisor who provides financial planning services will be able to integrate assets that aren't directly under their care, like your pension or your work RSP, into your plan to give you the full picture. Remember, when it comes time to meet with your advisor, both of you need to be there to participate. So leveraging the resources of your financial institutions, inexpensive software, professional advisors, you can dramatically reduce the amount of time required to properly manage the household finances. That way you and your spouse can be fully informed on your financial situation and participate in those longer-term decision-making. that's the way to be more sure and confident that you'll be able to maintain your lifestyle and do those things that are most important to you.
So any woman, or I guess any person that wants to take charge of their finances and protect their future, can increase their confidence by following the advice that you've given in the last 3 weeks. That advice is archived on marylands.ca, or I'm sure someone can call you and talk and ask their questions so that you can help them focus on the big picture and ensure that they've made a good plan. So how do we reach you, Darren?
Please feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call at 416-863-7501. We're happy to be there just to someone to talk to and ask questions. And of course, we say over and over, it's important to have a financial advisor to help you with those things that you don't understand and make it easy and convenient for you to do that.
Well, questions can have answers when you ask the right expert. Darren Farwell and the Farwell Group have offered to be there for you so you can protect your future, you can gain confidence and move forward in your life. The phone number, 416-863-7501. That's 416-863-7501. Thank you, Darren. I look forward to hearing more next week.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Marilyn.
And it's my pleasure to learn from you. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturel. Naturel Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at naturelcollagen.com.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And last week, we were talking about hydration, and apparently there are three myths that Dr. Betty wanted to dispel. We talked about electrolytes, and we talked about the fact that it wasn't just water that could hydrate your body. And now I want to hear about the other two. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I wanted to continue the discussion about hydration because it's such an important part of our body. We eat every day, but you know, you can go a long time without eating, but you can't go a long time without drinking, actually. And one of the second myths I want to talk about is, you know, sometimes people who are, they want to feel hydrated, they don't like water, have a lot of patients that say, I just don't like the taste of water. So could I drink something else? And one of the things we often see out there are these electrolyte drinks. And people ask me, are they actually healthy? So over the past few years, a lot of the brands of sport drinks have changed their ingredients. They've removed something called brominated vegetable oil, which actually was something that was used to emulsify the ingredients, and unfortunately has a long list of, you know, unfortunate side effects. And what I encourage people to do is read the label and avoid drinks that have a very long ingredient list, because many of the sports drinks that are meant for hydration, for example, are actually high in sugar and have a lot of artificial food dyes. So one of the things I actually recommend, and I actually recommend this for people that are actually having a colonoscopy, because typically, you know, after colonoscopy, you have to be hydrated. They give you an orange drink, which is often, you know, lots of sugar. Coconut water, really basic coconut water, is a really naturally effective electrolyte-rich alternative. And it tastes sweet, and it's, you know, it's easy to drink, and most people really enjoy the taste of it. So that's really good. Sometimes people think coffee and tea are dehydrating, for example, but recent research has shown that while they do have a diuretic effect, drinking 1 to 2 cups of coffee minimally increases the urine output for about 3 hours, but actually exercise seems to negate that. So a little bit of coffee isn't too bad. If you're a tea drinker, 4 to 6 cups a day can actually help to hydrate you as well, especially if it's an herbal tea, because it actually has some nutrients and some herbal, great herbal properties as well.
So it looks like we're destined to talk about hydration 3 weeks in a row. And thank you for educating us about how to keep our bodies hydrated. And I will try coconut water. I've never tried it before. If someone wants to talk to you about hydration or just dealing with their health naturally, you offer a complimentary 15-minute consultation. How do we reach you?
They can give us a call in the office at 905-707-2001.
And that consultation is either by phone or in person. So one phone number to set a time, and then they can talk to Dr. Betty personally, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So 905-707-2001 to reach Dr. Betty Rosendahl, or log on to her website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And that's a link from marylands.ca, so you can always find us. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about hydration next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Free yourself with T-Zone electric bicycles. T-Zone has the perfect model for you, with electric bikes starting at $999, but only for a limited time. Visit t-zoneelectricbikes.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And at 9, there'll be the full news and the full weather. It's now 13 degrees. That's 56 degrees Fahrenheit. And we are going to reach a high of 23. 30% chance of showers gives me an opportunity to talk about my umbrella gallery. That's another reason to come visit me at 200 Spadina Avenue. I have art umbrellas. I won't go into the description. I'll just tell you that it's worth coming, and I think it's the only one of its kind. All the umbrellas are hanging down from my ceiling. And you heard the commercial about T-Zone and electric bikes, and I'm happy to have Mr. T-Zone with us this morning. Good morning, Alban.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So last month you introduced us to electric bikes, and I had some calls because people weren't quite sure of what they could expect from an electric bike. So is it a normal bike or is it like a motorbike?
It's like a normal bike. The only difference is there's a battery. And, you know, because they are electric, they're good for the environment. We're all interested in the fact of having exercise. And that's the big part of it. There's no license, no insurance, no gas, no parking costs. Just use it.
And what about helmets? Do you recommend helmets?
Oh, I definitely do. I mean, this is a melon we have up there, right? And you don't want to break the melon.
So battery operated, how long does a charge last? If we go out on our bike in the morning, will we get stuck somewhere up north?
Well, the nice thing about these bikes is that they are pedal assist. So if your battery ran out, and they're good for about 35 to 45 kilometers.
Oh, quite a distance.
So you can use your pedals three ways. You can pedal, you can use the throttle, or you can go completely manual. So that means if you get stuck somewhere, it's not a hardship to pedal back. It's just a normal bike.
Okay, so you aren't stuck. You can go many more kilometers than I'd ever want to do. And you have different models. I fell in love with the red folding bike because it goes in the trunk of a car. Do all the folding bikes come in red? Is that the color?
Yes, that's the color of choice.
But I look at your brochure and I see a three-wheeler. And when people open the brochure, it seems to be the most popular one. They always ask me questions about this three-wheeler. Maybe we could talk a little about that today.
Well, the biggest thing people have when they think about bicycles is the fact that, gee, I haven't biked in years. I'm afraid to fall. Well, the three-wheeler will give you the stability.
So you get the exercise and the stability.
Exactly.
There's a big basket on the back.
Yeah, the basket. I mean, if you're going to the corner store, do you want to take your car or do you want to use a more convenient way of doing things, save the environment?
So three-wheeler with a basket, you can do all your grocery shopping and not necessarily take out a car, and it's not costing you insurance. You're definitely not paying for a car's parking space because it's a bicycle.
Well, Marilyn, I know that when I want to go to the store and it's only a block and I don't walk, I take the car, I feel guilty.
So where can people see these bicycles? I have the folding one at my store, and I have the brochures. If someone's interested in maybe test driving the three-wheeler, can they call you and organize that?
Absolutely. Just call me at my number is 416-676-3474, and I'll give you a location where you can go and try it.
So they're located throughout the province. You have dealers who are selling them, not just my store, Maryland.
That's correct.
And I didn't have room for all the bicycles, so I only have the red folding one. And I'm going to actually maybe take it on a little trip back and forth on the floor. So the phone number is 416-676-3474. I see a website on the brochure, t-zoneelectricbikes.com. So the pictures are there, I'm sure, and information.
That's correct.
I didn't ask you how long a battery lasts. Like, is it something that will go for years, or is this something annual that you have to keep building back the bike, or is it what goes on there?
The warranty on the battery is 4 years.
Oh, okay.
And it's prorated. So in other words, 25% per year for 4 years.
So you've got everything covered.
Yes.
It basically, you can get the exercise of a normal bike, you can have a little bit of help, or you can just go full throttle and enjoy yourself on a three-wheeler or a folding bike. And you mentioned a special in the commercial every week that we've been playing it for $1,000. Which bicycle is that?
That's the folding bike that you have.
Oh, yippee.
Yeah, and it's a 24-volt. There's two sizes, 24-volt and 36-volt.
And I guess it's experience because nobody's really been on an electric bike. It's kind of a new thing. So if you want to try it, there are easy ways to get to a folding bike. You can come visit me at Maryland's at 200 Spadina Avenue and see my red folding bike. Or if you're not close by, then you can call Mr. T-Zone and won't call you Mr. Bicycle.
Thank you.
And the phone number is 416-676-3474 or visit the website t-zoneelectricbikes.com. Thank you. And anything we've left out, Alban?
I don't think so, Marilyn. I think we have other models as well that are available, and you can find them at your location. That you have the brochures and you have all the different models there. If you have any questions, just refer them to you and then you'll get in touch with me and we can make sure you're happy.
And well, I think happy is $1,000 for a folding electric bike. That I've spoken to people who expected them to be thousands of dollars. So congratulations to T-Zone for making them affordable for people who want to have an electric bike. And thank you for joining me. I look forward to learning more from you about electric bikes.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. And now someone who makes electronic devices in your ears and perfects your hearing is Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And I get calls that say, my husband can't hear me and he won't go to have his hearing tested, but I hear there's this man on your show and he's likable. So I said, okay, I'm going to give you the address. And then after that, Edmund will make you happy. And then Edmund does a happy story because he's changed someone's life. And I have Edmund on the line this morning. So Edmund, good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to talk to you about value. Now, value in my mind is the importance or worth or usefulness of something. Now, just this week I had an interaction with Bell Canada and Rogers regarding the cost and value of my internet service at home. Now, you might be thinking, well, why is he talking about that? I'll get to that in just a minute.
Mm.
Now, the cost of internet at my home was slowly increasing, and someone who minds the value of things, I reached out to Bell and asked them, you know, do something about the cost. because, you know, you haven't added any value. You're just keeping increasing the cost. Now, they believe that their service is the best available, and they claim that they could really do not much more in terms of cost, but they added something to my account which was generally of low value to me. They actually offered me a free television programming service with my internet service that I could use on my television. Now, for a guy like me, I generally don't spend a lot of time watching TV, and so that was generally a low value. So I then reached out to Rogers and asked them to provide me a quote for internet service, basically in the same speed and quality that I have currently with Bell. Now, they offered me a package which wasn't quite the same as what I had with Bell, but it would work well enough for my needs, and the cost would be about half the price for the Bell service that I have. Now, naturally, for someone who is minding all the dollars and cents going in and out, that saves me about $600 per year. But I do know and I accept the fact that it's not going to quite be the same. Now, how does this all relate to the value of hearing aids?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
This basically kind of relates because, again, people spend a lot of money on hearing aids, but they don't necessarily get the value out of that purchase, out of that investment. Now, basically, we believe roughly about 60% of people who purchased hearing aids over the life of the hearing aids are becoming less than satisfied with them. Now, there are several reasons why this is the case, but we see it all the time, which then brings me to the happy story for today. Now, this past week, we met a lady by the name of Nora. Now, she came in with her daughter last week, and she wanted a hearing test, and she generally had a problem with hearing people speaking to her, but at the same time, the TV had to be set very loud for her to hear it. Now, in the past, Nora had tried various hearing amplifiers. These are those inexpensive models that you find in magazines, and sometimes you find them on websites. And she had probably spent more than about $800, $900 just kind of trying different things, different devices. But none of them really quite worked out and generally were very frustrating to use. So this week we fit her with a proper set of hearing aids, which were custom made for her and custom fitted to her ears. And generally, it's not really an unusual story, but the smile on her face was priceless. Now, obviously, the cost of the hearing aids was more than the hearing amplifiers that she tried in the past, but the value of what these hearing aids were actually doing was significantly more. Now, we regularly encourage people to get the maximum value out of their hearing aids by coming in for regular hearing aid checkups and getting regular yearly hearing aid adjustments to their settings. Now, we always say, if you or a loved one isn't getting the value out of their hearing aids, we should have a conversation. It could be your next best one.
So, phone number to reach you, Edmund.
The best number to reach me at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. If you want to get the value out of the hearing aids you own or understand what you can get for your money, then I think you should call Edmund at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Get your hearing tested, bring your hearing aids, do what you can to hear your best. Every moment of your life is important, and it's good to be able to hear the words of your loved ones and of what's going on around you. So 416-754-4327. Thanks for that story, Edmund, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Sounds good.
So next, a couple of messages, and then award-winning family physician and women's health expert, Dr. Vivian Brown, is going to join us, and she's going to talk nutrition and the new Canada food rules, and there's lots more to follow, so you'll be empowered to make informed decisions from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loyst was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loyst, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com. Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Each week, Dr. Vivian Brown, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the bestseller, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, shares common sense solutions and information so that we understand how to take charge of our health. And Dr. Brown is back with us as usual this week. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. And what are we talking about?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about diet and nutrition because Canada's Food Guide came out in this past year, and there's parts of it that I think are really excellent, and there's parts that are a little bit controversial. So let me tell you what I think is really excellent. Canada's Food Guide talked not just about what to eat, but how to eat. And what do I mean by that? They put a big emphasis on eating at the table as a family, not eating in the car, not eating on the run, not eating standing up, but really to go back to that old style family dinner without your iPad, without your cell phone, and to have conversation with your family. It's important because you actually are able to discover and share culture with your children. You tend to eat less than if you're eating on the run. You tend to eat slower, which is really healthy. And I think that whole concept of eating as a family and having dinner together is really important. So that's one area that I thought was really excellent. There's another area that's a little bit controversial, and that was the whole question of milk and dairy products. What they discussed in the Canada's Food Guide is that milk and dairy was no longer in a category by itself with this regimented requirement to have so much per day. It now was included as we discuss proteins and as we discuss options. I know that's not what the dairy farmers of Canada want to hear, and certainly that's not how we grew up. We grew up with milk at every meal and how important it is. But milk is high in sugars. Depending on which milk, it can be high in fat. And there was a big push to lower sugar intake in our children, as well as in adults. And so milk and dairy is now being looked at in a slightly different way. So I'd encourage you to read the guide, to think about it, and to offer your children water, not milk, at every meal.
So remember the title, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And if you don't want to wander far and you don't want to go on the internet, ask the bookstore to get it in for you. It'll give you 7 proven ways to keep you vibrant, happy, and strong by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's now a bestseller across Canada. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to hearing more next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit FemRenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
As we age, our everyday needs change. Discerning Seniors is ready to help with coordinated services for daily chores or full-time personal care. They're your rent-a-daughter. They know where to start and what to do. Visit DiscerningSeniorsInc.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And a lot of people resist change, but sometimes new things open worlds for people. And one of the things that is exciting and being accepted now is home sharing. And we have a home sharing expert, Dorothy Mazzeau of GoldenGirlsCanada.ca. And she's with us this morning. So good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So you have exciting news for us. You've made some changes for Golden Girls.
I have. People have been tripping a bit over our email address and website name. So now you can get to us very easily. It is Golden Girl Canada, Golden Girls with an S, Canada.ca. And the new email address is hello@GoldenGirlsCanada.ca.
So I'm going to have I think I do have the link at marilyns.ca for goldengirlscanada.ca, but that's easy. Just remember the name, add.ca.
That's right. And if you happen to use the old address, that's fine because it still goes to the same website.
And it's a real, effort to explain all the positive aspects and the negatives of home sharing. So you do workshops and you're doing one at the store next Saturday. So could you maybe tell us what to expect?
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a 2-hour workshop, and I'll start out just by giving a real introduction to the whole concept of shared living and what the benefits are. And really looking at today's lifestyle, it really is a great solution. And I also will go open up the website so you can really see what members see when they join. Because until you join, you don't have an in-depth look at the website. So I can get in there. So we can look at the website in detail, look at some of the profiles that are on there of people that are looking for homes, people that have homes to offer. And there'll be lots of time to ask questions about what you may have about home sharing. Maybe you've had some experience with it. A lot of people did when they were younger. When they were in college, they may have had roommates. So that's a start. But at this stage in life, I think older folks are pretty well set in their ways. We know what we like. We know what we don't like. And the thing is to find people that have the same kind of lifestyle that you do. So that's a really important aspect.
So your name for your business, Golden Girls Canada, basically reminds me of the TV show, and I'm sure that was intentional. And that was a way that several women found to live together, support one another, and get what they needed out of their accommodation. And that's basically what you're promoting, whether it's one person or a group of people, and whether you're offering your home or whether you're looking for a space, you're accommodating all of that and helping people. Right?
Yes, that's right. And you know, another option, there are people who have actually bought a home together. That's a whole other aspect. While the database is geared towards the homeowners and the people looking for a home, I'm also a realtor, so I can certainly help people if they want to buy a house together.
So you're a fount of knowledge when it comes to home sharing. And it is relatively new, and I think people don't quite understand it. And it takes a conversation. So if someone wants to come to our workshop next Saturday, they can book by calling me at 416-504-6777. But if someone wants to have a conversation with you and consult about home sharing and learn what it's about, how do we reach you?
Well, my telephone number is 416-550-4015 or hello@goldengirlscanada.ca.
So 416-550-4015. It won't cost you anything but time to learn about the home sharing concept. Dorothy is a retired architect. She is a realtor. She's a person who's experienced firsthand home sharing, and she can share her story. The idea is that if you're looking for a home to live in, this might be an alternative, affordable rent, things that do on trade. And if you have a home to share, you'll be able to find the right people, because Dorothy has made a website that helps you filter the people and you get the right people. Have I said that correctly, Dorothy?
That sounds just about right. It works almost like a dating site, except it's for people that are looking for a home or people that have a home to share.
And quickly, happy story?
Okay, very quickly. My own experience of sharing homes, one of the things that you need to talk about is how you're going to share the kitchen and how you're going to share the daily tasks if you're doing that. And in the homes that I've lived in, often we've taken turns cooking the meals, and whoever doesn't cook does the dishes and so forth. And it works really well. And this one time, one of my housemates, there were two of them at that point, had cooked dinner and I was going to be doing the dishes. And I got a phone call that I had to go out. So I left a note on the kitchen counter saying, I will do the dishes when I get back, and dashed out the door. And when I came home, the note had been underneath. Someone had written, oh, no, you won't. And the kitchen was totally cleaned up and the note was signed Zorro. So at the same time, I knew that one of my housemates had very graciously done the cleanup. And number two, they had a sense of humor about it and it wasn't a problem. So certainly that kind of points to building I think Stephen Covey called your emotional bank account. You do things so people know your intentions are good. They know you'll do it. But sometimes life happens and things change and you have to be flexible and willing to help each other out.
So life happens and home sharing can be quite pleasant. And your experience has been such, so you're sharing it with others. If you're interested in learning more about home sharing, plan to join us at the workshop. There's a cost of $35. However, I will be giving anyone who registers a $25 gift certificate to my store. So lots of invaluable information from Dorothy Mazzo. The phone number 416 550 4015 for a conversation with Dorothy if you want to explore the possibilities, or visit her new email, hello@goldengirlscanada.ca, or you can go to my website and there's a link there. Dorothy, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, indeed. Me too, Marilyn.
So coming up, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions is going to join us, and we're going to learn about matchmaking in 2019. And then we'll hear from Senior Move Manager Lori Bell and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. So lots yet to learn from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturelle. Naturelle Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at naturellecollagen.com.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And if you're ready to meet someone new and you're not quite sure how to go about it, there is a matchmaker who's working in Toronto, in Ontario, in Quebec, who can help you. With 25 years of successful introductions under her belt, Linda Miller can help you meet the right someone and even coach you doing it, because that's her business. She's Cupid, and from a woman's perspective and in the real world. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about a story in an area that's outside of Toronto. So I've been working as a matchmaker for 25 years, and I do all of Ontario and a lot of other provinces as well. And I work in the north quite a bit as well. And the problem with working up there is there's a lot of men, because men move there for jobs, but there's not a lot of women. So I had a young woman call me, and she was very excited about the service, thought it sounded amazing. But after she heard the price, she said to me, no, you know, I could never afford that. And anyway, a gentleman came in again from the north, and he sounded like a perfect match for her. So I called her back and I said, here's the deal. I'll give you a free introduction, and let's, you know, see if this would work out. Needless to say, the two of them were delighted. They ended up getting married. They were very, very happy. So I thought nothing of it. I'd made everybody happy and achieved their goals. And after a month or two, a package arrived for me. And I opened it up, and it was the most beautiful quilt that she had made for me. And it was hand-knotted, and, you know, I had a grandmother that I quilted with, so I know how much work had gone into this and how much my work had meant to her, even though she couldn't pay me financially at that time. And I always say to people, I always sort of remember that, and I always say to people, I'm a matchmaker because I love being a matchmaker. I totally love my job. And people will sometimes come to me and say, I can't afford the fee up front. And I can usually make it affordable for everyone that comes to me. And I would rather give you some kind of payment plan so that you can afford to use the service and you can find someone to change your life. So I always kind of have to remind people of that. Don't, you know, let the money up front put you off doing this or making a change in your life or finding someone wonderful.
Well, we have never talked about fees, but someone doesn't have to be a millionaire to have a matchmaker like yourself work on their behalf, do they?
No, they don't. They just need to be motivated. They need to come to me and we'll work something out. I really want people to be happy. And sometimes there's people, you know, that have fairly good money or, you know, are fairly well off, and they don't mind that someone else doesn't. They're happy to, you know, subsidize their life to some extent. Maybe, you know, they can afford to travel and the person I match them with can't. But once I match them up, they both travel together. So you can't look at it as something that's going to, you know, put you out of the game. You want to be able to have someone in your life, and money isn't everything.
So basically, you're saying you want to help people, and if someone is sitting there ready to meet someone new, they should give you a call and have a chat and see what can happen.
Exactly.
So the phone number I have for you is 416-777-6302, and the website, mistyriverintros.com. I understand you have a blog and lots of good information to get people started as well. And since you work in Quebec and Ontario, and sometimes I think in Florida, you have all sorts of numbers and a toll-free number on there too, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So don't wish and hope to meet someone new. If it's really something you want to do, call Linda Miller, matchmaker, Misty River Introductions, and have a conversation. That's 416 877-633-6302. Linda, thank you, and I look forward to having another conversation and happy story from you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
As if having a disability could ever stop you from seeing the world. Impact Vacations, the travel agency for the disabled. We work with the airlines, hotels, destinations, equipment providers, and support workers to unlock the world for you. Visit impactvacations.com. Accessible experiences, fantastic memories.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And a person who knows about the art and science of moving and makes life easy for anyone taking on the challenge of downsizing and moving, it's Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she's with us this morning. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, I typically share happy stories that involve larger downsizing projects and moves. And these are stories of seamless transitions from houses that clients have lived in for decades. They're moving to condos, retirement residences, sometimes senior apartments. But the truth be known, I sometimes also work in smaller projects when I can that also lift the weight off my client's shoulders. And in this case, their friend's shoulders. A childhood friend of one of my existing clients called me recently and asked if I could help her get through piles of paperwork that are weighing her down. She shared she hasn't filed her income tax in a couple of years because she hasn't been able to face these stacks of papers on her own, and it's making her feel anxious. So I told her what I posted on Facebook the other day. Creative people don't have a mess. They have ideas lying around everywhere. And we laughed, and as it happens, I've got a little bit of time right now, so I'm going to work in maybe 3 or 4 our sessions, 2 or 3 of them with her. And we'll put on my professional organizer's hat instead of my senior move management hat, and we'll take the weight off her shoulders. So, you know, whenever we can, we want to help our older clients. And best of all, we want to do it with a smile.
Well, I know that I get positive feedback about the work you've done and people like dealing with you. If someone wants to plan a move or talk about the downsizing aspect of what they're doing, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Moving Seniors with a Smile. There's an art and science to downsizing and moving, and Lori Bell has that and has a team of experts who can help you. I look forward to giving you another happy story next week. Lori, thank you.
Okay, have a great week, Marilyn.
You're welcome. You too, sorry. I'm looking at my notes for Daniel, and he's texted me that he's in the middle of a conundrum with a job that he's doing to finish off and get the goal done for Monday, so he can't be here. But he asked me to speak on his behalf and to let you know that a total home safety check is something that he does on a regular basis. He's a firm believer in making homes beautiful, but also totally accessible and safe for everyone of every age. A lot of people seem to think that if you talk accessibility, you talk institutional, and it's not that way. You can look at his website, the totalaccesscenter.com, totalaccesscenter.com, and you'll see pictures and you'll realize that beauty and accessibility can be merged if they're done correctly. But you can have a beautiful bathroom and not have accessibility and then have to take things apart. And it breaks Daniel's heart when he has to do that. He goes into someone who's built their dream bathroom, and what happens is they have to take it apart because the person doing the job did not have a knowledge of creating accessibility. So they've put a lip in the shower. And while you can walk in, that's fine. But God forbid that you get a cast or you need a walker or you need a wheelchair. You may as well do it once and do it right and not have to repeat it. So total home safety check is $89.95, and that's a bargain of itself. However, if you call Daniel, he will give the first two callers today that total home safety check for free. It's fall. It's time to make sure that people accessing your home are safe and that you're safe also within your home. And he'll give you a written plan for that and give you a schedule of costs and planning so that you'll know how to proceed and when to proceed. And he does have documents for funding. So if you qualify, you most certainly can get help for getting funding for that job. So first two callers, total home safety check for free. The phone number 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. And Daniel will be with us next Saturday and share a happy story. And there I go, Duncan. I only have a minute or so. My thank you very much for production and for that reminder. So I thank you for listening and I thank you for joining me and coming to visit me at my store, Maryland's. I would love to have you come for my event next week. I'm going to give you the number one more time, 416-504-6777. I'm going to be at my store from 10 to 3 today. You can come see the folding bike, the magic red one that Alban spoke about. There's also a travel buggy that is an electric wheelchair that folds and goes in the trunk of a car and is the size of a suitcase. So lots of reasons to come see me. My umbrella gallery, my library. I will make you a cup of tea or coffee. And of course, I have beautiful clothes. And next Saturday, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group is going to explain why it's better to wait to take action after a loss. Dr. Faye Weisberg is going to talk vaginal health. Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown are going to give us health tips. Jackie Donnell is going to talk about natural collagen. We'll have happy stories. So you have lots of reasons to join me and my team. And I hope you have a great day and enjoy your weekend and stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio next Saturday morning at 8. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.